We absolutely got our butts kicked today from start to finish. So hats off to Central Michigan.
Questions. Coach, got a couple things for you. So there are a couple positives today when you guys put the ball between the hash marks, team that had some success. And as well, you were able to move the ball well between the hash marks, and then you were able to keep your turnover streak alive for five straight
games.
What
do you mean between the hash marks?
Like when between the numbers, you were able to move the ball a little bit with more success than when you guys went beyond. Seemed like the defensive quickness, like the lateral quickness by Central, seemed to slow you guys down a little bit.
Okay. What's your question?
So I was asking, is there any, like, what other positives did you take from today's game?
Not many. Not many at all. I thought we got beat in all three phases of the game.
So I had a couple more. So did you talk to Corey at all after the ejection? And then what was the message that you sent to him?
Yeah, I mean, I saw what happened and thought he should be ejected for that.
So leading into today's game, your offensive line only gave up four sacks, but today there was five. So could you talk about what the defensive front from Central was doing and then what was giving you guys ultimately so much trouble?
Yeah, I think that they played harder than us really in all three phases, which again, that's what I'm responsible for. Should have been fresh coming off of a bye week. And I felt as though we were prepared and whatnot and ready to go. And I just, I felt as though they were the better team today. And that's one of the many different ways where I thought that they were better than us.
So what specifically went wrong on those three long runs by Pimpleton and then Ward?
Yeah, I don't know yet. I'll have to watch the film, but it's going to be that somebody blew an assignment that, you know, we popped a gap on those runs like that when they're up the middle like that. You know, somebody was not where they were supposed to be.
Thank you, Coach. I just had one last question. So leading in today's game, your defense only gave up 598 yards rushing over the first four games. Today it was 308. Can you talk about what you think that was? Do you think it was just lack of execution, or what do you think?
Yeah, it's lack of execution because they've got some really big explosive plays. And again, I'll have to go back and watch. It's hard when you're right on the line of scrimmage, you know, to see it. So, yeah, the explosive plays. But then again, I just think that, I mean, most of the day, you know, they weren't getting less than a 4 or 5 yard gain, and they were just moving people and moving the pile.
That's all I had. Thank you for your time.
Yep.
And see you Monday.
Awesome.